Now, we come to chapter 11 here, and as we come to chapter 11, again, Israel turns from God, must be judged, but God will not give her up. And you know why? Because God loves them. And the emphasis up to this point has been on the disobedience of God's people. But now there is a new note that is sounded here. And you know what that new note is? It's the love of God. And how wonderful it is. Now, we begin with a very strange verse. And we'll get through this verse today. Verse 1 of chapter 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. Now, this speaks primarily of the nation Israel. There's no question about that. And it speaks of the fact of a close relationship. It goes back to the time that God says here, Israel as a nation was my son. And I took them out of Egypt. I didn't take them out of Egypt because they were wonderful people and that they were serving me. They were not. They were in idolatry then. I took them out of Egypt because of love then. And friends, that's the reason he saved you and me. It's not the basis of salvation, but it's the motive of salvation, back of the redemption we have in Christ, the fact that he dies because God so loved the world. When Israel was a child, then I loved him. God says, I took them out of Egypt because I loved them, not because they were worthy, not because they performed good works. I loved them. That was the basis. Now, he says something here, and Matthew said this applies to the Lord Jesus. And somebody says, who's right, Hosea or Matthew? Both of them are right. This is an application of it. It means that this boy that was born young in Bethlehem, he's identified with these people. He's an Israelite. Ask that woman of Samaria when he came up out of the well. She says, how is it that thou being a Jew askest drink me, a woman of Samaria? Well, may I say to you, friends, it means that God sent him down to this world to die. And down there in the safety of Egypt, for that's where he'd been taken as a baby. Now God says, take him back to that land. A land where he's to die, for that's what he came from. Move him back into danger. Take him back up yonder to Nazareth, and he'll be brought up in Nazareth. And he's going to die on a cross. And he's identified with his people, and he's identified with humanity, with you and me today. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. What a wonderful verse this is.